Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Steve is always brought to us by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Steve, as always, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I, as you know, I prefer to do this show after a rousing victory. So poor timing this week, but that's kind of on me.
So we've been talking about how you have been jumping in front of the train of criticism that might have come for your team after what is maybe as frustrating and head-scratching loss as you guys have suffered all year. Before we get into the granular of what went wrong last night, you know, you're 20 and 21 through your first 41. If there was ever a time to assign a halftime grade, I guess it would be right now because we're halfway through. What is your first half report on the Golden State Warriors?
A C. We haven't been good enough, but we're passing the class because we're still in the thick of everything playoff wise. But it's not good enough, obviously. So our guys know that, our staff knows that, and we do feel really good about our path ahead and where we're heading, but we've got to do better, and that's about as clear as I can make it.
So you're not prepared yet to start cheating on exams?
No, I will not be, nor will I be purchasing the Cliff Notes. I'm going to read the book, so we're going to get there.
What is the most, to your way of thinking, the most frustrating part of the first half? And you can't say injuries because everybody's got some, and that's just bad luck. Yeah. Is it the fact that you haven't gotten consistent defense? You tell me. I mean, what's the thing that makes you grind your teeth the most about the first 41 games?
I think just the stops and starts. You know, we haven't really built momentum consistently. We've had a weird, home-road variance that would speak to a lack of execution and resilience, because that's what you need to win on the road. So I think all in all, we're just not good enough right now. But having said that, I do feel very strongly that our team has the ability to get where we need to go. And I've watched these guys for years, our core guys, rise to the occasion. I know what they're made of, and heading into the second half, I think we can see pretty clearly on tape, some of the things that are causing us problems, and we're going to address those. And I believe in our guys. I think we'll get there.
So you have said that it's the games that look easy that are, like, by definition, the trap games waiting for you in this league, because other teams come out and they might be shorthanded, but shorthanded is opportunity for others, and this is a league full of competitive guys looking to take advantage of their opportunities. You said last night you blamed yourself for not having your guys ready to go. Did you mean tactically? Did you mean motivationally? Because you don't seem to look past teams. So I'm going to put it more back on the guys in your locker room than you, to be totally honest with you, last night's loss. What can you do to change that? Because I don't think rah, 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 win one for the Gipper speeches really work well in professional sports, certainly not in a locker room as experienced as yours.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a couple losses like this every year, and every team goes through this, where during the 82, you run into a team that's wiped out, and you let your guard down, and that team comes in, and they've got seven or eight vets who are dying to play, and guys like Šarić last night, Torrey Craig, guys who maybe don't get to take on a role most nights, Josh Okogie, all these guys, they're pros. They've been around for a while, and they've had success, and I just feel like, when those nights happen, it's like I kicked myself afterwards for not walking into the locker room and banging on the walls, during our pregame meeting and yelling, do you guys understand what's about to happen? And I think a lot of my colleagues go through the same thing. It's such a long haul, and there's just going to be sort of normal human emotion letdown games. And that was one of them. But I think on top of that, I just think my staff and I could have done a better job, preparing the team for, for Phoenix and what they do, how they like to play us. And I just didn't think it was a good night for any of us, staff or players. And we've got to acknowledge that and address it.
Just a suggestion to borrow from an Indiana guy. Should you look to get your team's attention, I recommend picking up the chair you're sitting in and throwing it across the court. You'll lead off SportsCenter, I can promise you that, Steve.
Yeah, that would work. I'd be out of a job, but, it might work for that night.
I want to pursue this a little bit because I'm wondering how you, pound the wall and say, do you guys get what's going on here, to a team of veterans? And it makes me think of when you were with the Bulls. That was a team that was long on years by the end of their run. And I'm wondering how many times Phil Jackson resorted to that.
I think it's different. Every team is different. Our team, my first 5 years coaching here, we might have had one of those once in a while, but it was much less likely to matter. I mean, that we weren't 500. We were cruising along in first place, and it was easy to withstand a game like that and move forward. But those same games happened back in the day, no matter what era you're talking about. Like I said, it's sort of human nature, but it's also the nature of the NBA season, where you're going through this hall, and guys, you end up with, you'll hear the term schedule losses, schedule wins. Like, sometimes things are just lined up for you, and then sometimes things are lined up for a trap, and I think that was, in hindsight, sort of that, that perfect scenario last night where, we're trying to reconfigure our rotation. We got a couple guys coming back in who haven't found the rhythm yet, and we're going against a team that's severely undermanned. That's a trap, and we fell into it.
You talk about how you're not where you want to be, and we're talking with Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. What is where you want to be? Can we talk a little bit about that destination? Is it a round of the playoffs? Is it a seed? Is it just your defensive effort? Like, give us the X marks the spot of where you want to be.
Yeah, it's what the game looks like. What the process looks like. Are we executing offensively? Are we defending with a purpose? Are we rebounding? Are all five guys engaged? Or are we, like last night, letting guys fly by us for offensive rebounds over and over? I thought Phoenix's physicality was the key to that game. You know, they got into the ball late in the first quarter, took us out of our offense on several possessions, and finished the quarter on like an 8-0 run. And then 20 offensive rebounds for the game because they were the more physical team, the more prepared, coached team. And we didn't match that. So what I'm talking about is, you know, having that preparation, having that look that you see from our team every year in the playoffs, where we know what we need to do, and we do it. But we got to get there first. We can't wait until the playoffs to turn it on. We have to build better habits in a lot of areas in order to be prepared for that moment.
Can you do that realistically on a five-game road trip, or is this a much more gradual process and that we might be looking at post-All-Star break before you feel like you've got them in the kind of rhythm you're looking for and described just now?
No, this can happen quickly. I mean, you just look at our homestand just now, and I know we had injuries and all that, but, you know, the guys who were out there, they found a rhythm, and we won five games in a row, and everybody felt great about, you know, where we were. And then all of a sudden, you know, we lose three games in a row, and like, oh my God, what happened? Where are we? So it can flip quickly. But the key is to really lay all that stuff bare, and that's what I try to do as a coach, just really be open and honest with the team about what's happening and watch the film and talk to guys individually, talk to them collectively, and try to inspire them to play a better, more complete game. And you do that a couple times on the road, that's how you get momentum.
So is Steph Curry standing in the way of your cohesion since he's the new guy in the room? I'm joking, obviously, but you know, like he is back. It's good to see him back. When do you worry about just unleashing him and not worrying about him being back, but just looking at him as back? Could that happen as early as Friday? Minute restriction off. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw it in the fourth quarter. You know, we played him the whole fourth quarter, and you could see he finally kind of got through. You know, broke through early fourth quarter, mid fourth quarter. He made a couple threes. It was like, okay, there it is. You know, his speed came back, his pop. You could just see it. Same thing with Wiggs. You know, Wiggs's role on this team is to be a defensive stopper, to put pressure on the ball, to rebound. You know, to make those high energy plays that we need to support, you know, the scoring of Steph and Clay and Jordan. And the great thing with Wiggs is that when he does that, he falls into points anyway. You know, the playoffs last year, perfect example. You know, 20-plus games in the playoffs, and he was our best defender, and he was a rebounding fool, and you know, we won the whole thing. Like, that's what it's got to look like. But you could see Wiggs wasn't himself until the fourth quarter. So he found it too, and I don't think Steph and Wiggs are just now automatically 100%, but they broke through a barrier last night, and I think that bodes well for the road trip.
How much longer until we see Jonathan Kuminga back part of the team picture?
Well, he hasn't practiced yet, so you know, that's he's still a little bit away. We're going to need him. He's developed into a really good defensive player, an important. Plays an important role for us, so we'll see. I don't know how long it's going to be, but we need him back.
Wiseman going to be back in the mix anytime soon, maybe on this road trip?
Same thing, hasn't practiced, nor has Jermichael. So all three guys need to get some practice time in before we can count on any of them to play any games. So it's going to be a little bit.
Has Moses Moody completely fallen out of, I don't want to know, what is your favor, your rotation? It's been a while since we've seen him in any significant portion of a game. What's going on with his development, and might we expect him playing a part in your success this year at any time?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he played a part in our success last year, and he was a rookie then. So
I think that's why we're surprised he's not in the mix at all now, because it looked like a great start.
Yeah, I think you know, what you have to keep in mind is there's only so many guys you can play, and frankly, you know, Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome have both played really well and played positions of need for us given the injuries, and that's why those guys have seen more minutes than Moses. I'm a big fan of Moses. I think he's got a bright future. And what I told him was that this is year two of a 15-year journey, so you can't look at it, you know, game to game. Can't be this emotional roller coaster. You just have to look at it big picture, and I think Moses will be fine. It's just you know, it takes time for young players to develop, and this is all part of his development.
You've said in the past that one of the things that you've had going for you as a team is the fact that nobody has really sort of taken command of the conference and run away from everybody else. Are you running out of time to be able to apply that logic? Do you see teams that are poised to start running away from things if you can't get your stuff together? Or do you think it's going to be the kind of year where, you know, a team's going to win 56 games and win the conference and you'll be in it throughout?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously over the last three games, you know, we've fallen behind Memphis and Denver, you know, the teams that have extended themselves a little bit. And you look at half the season left, and all of a sudden you're seven games back instead of three or four. It's a big difference. So I don't pay too close attention to that. I think what our team and I are most interested in is the process of getting better and playing well and stringing together some good games. We do that, and we start winning, then all that stuff kind of takes care of itself. And ideally you want to be healthy and playing well going into the playoffs, and you want to avoid the play-in tournament, and those are all things that are well within our grasp.
Steve, will the romance of a game in the Alamo Dome wash over you at any point in time on Friday?
You know, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to look different. I mean, when I played in the Dome with the Spurs, we played in the corner of the Dome, and they rolled up some bleachers and a huge curtain, and you played in, you know, kind of one pocket of it. This game, as I understand it, is going to be played in the middle of the Dome, and you know, it's going to feel like we're out in the middle of nowhere. And we're flying in tomorrow first thing, and then practicing once we get there, which will be good for our guys to to get some shooting up, get used to the sidelines and all that. But I am looking forward to it. Just a place that my family and I spent for many years in, and a lot of great memories with my time with the Spurs. So it's always fun going back there.
It's going to feel like a Final Four game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will feel like a Final Four, and some of our guys have experienced, you know, that type of atmosphere. Draymond, Steph, both in college, played it in domes. I think Dante and Jordan Poole, you know, played in Final Fours in big, huge domes, so there is some experience with it.
Let me ask a more pertinent and burning question that may strike you weird. Who are you rooting for on Saturday, Pete Carroll or the local football team?
I'll tell you what, I've really enjoyed watching the Niners this year. I've gotten to know John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan a little bit. I went down to their facility early in the season, watched them practice, spent some time with them, spent some time with both of them in the off season in San Diego. So. You know, being here in town, it's easy to just feel the energy for the Niners and the momentum they've got. And I'm absolutely pulling for the Niners. And just don't tell Pete that.
You got a couple of back. Well, you got a back to back on this 5-game road trip. Starts in San Antonio, then it goes to Chicago. You're going to take on Washington as well. Does that include a trip to the White House for you guys this year?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We'll be going there, I think, the day after our game. Tuesday, I believe. Yeah. So we're excited about that. Everybody's got to bring a suit. I haven't had to do that on road trips in a while, but that'll be a great treat, and our guys are really looking forward to it.
Has Steph reached the plateau of fame that officially has presidents more excited to meet him than he is excited to meet presidents?
Probably. I think that's a fair statement.
So he's basically going to walk up and say, Joey, what's happening?
Probably. Something like that.
I want to go back to your visit to the 49ers just briefly. When you go to another team to sort of talk to them about how they do things, what specific questions do you ask? What are you looking for in terms of knowledge from people who basically operate a different sport in a different atmosphere under sort of different external forces? What is it you wanted to know from the Niners, and what is it you generally want to know when you talk to people from other teams and other sports?
Yeah, so when I visited with Kyle last summer, we didn't play in the same group, but we were part of a couple of foursomes that went out, and we had a beer afterwards, and we were sitting there after the round, and I said I just am interested in the details. Like, I love football. You know, you watch the quarterback come up to the line, and he's pointing out, 51's the mic, and saying all this terminology and Omaha, and and so I just asked Kyle, like, what does all that mean? Like, what's happening? What is the quarterback talking about? And it was fascinating hearing his answer, because he explained what, quarterbacks are doing in general, pointing out the where the middle linebacker is to help the offensive line, in their blocking scheme. But then he followed it up by saying, I think some of that is just overkill. And, I like to simplify things for my teams and my quarterbacks. And, like, that stuff translates directly to what we do and what we teach. And I think there are a lot of things that I've learned from football and from soccer that you can implement on the basketball court, and that's one of them. We might run 5 or 6 basic patterns with the Warriors. How can we simplify that? And one way to simplify it is to have different. You can dress it up, you can dress up your stuff with different looks, but then you're still running the same action. That's a good way to keep it simple for the players, because then they know, like, these are your main 5 or 6 actions. The other stuff is just sort of, you're trying to confuse the defense. It's the same concept in terms of after timeout plays in basketball.
That was a great question, Ray. And that was a great answer, Steve. Thank you very much. That was good.
Never mind that. Who bought the beer?
I think Kirk McCaskill, former Angel pitcher, you may remember. I think he paid for the beers that day.
So that's what you do when you go to other teams. You look for a third guy to pick up the tab.
Always.
Smart.
Always.
Yeah. That's very, very, that's good scouting is what that is. How often, since we're talking about what you learn and what you need to change and like the skullduggery of it all, how often do you have to change up your in-game calls because, the other dugout is studying the third base coach?
Yeah, you don't do a ton of that. Every NBA team has a traveling scout that is looking at and they're sitting courtside. We have our own Scott Vaughn, who sits courtside, at the last Spurs game. He was definitely there, and he was charting all of Pop's calls. And you can, if you want, you can kind of mess around with that a little bit. One way to do it is, you could they run an out of bounds play, and instead of naming the out of bounds play, let's say you watched a college game and Michigan, ran a great out-of-bounds play. you could call it Michigan, or you could just, you know, say to the team, hey, any Big Ten school we name, that's the same play. So you could run the same play and call it Iowa State and try to confuse your opponent. We've done that before. The problem is you usually confuse your own guys, too, so you got to be a little careful with
that. Oh, I mean, Iowa State's in the Big 12, so you just confuse yourself.
Okay,
there you go.
That's what I'm
Steve, thank you for joining us, as always. Good luck on the road trip. Further health to you and your team going forward. I know you want the second half to be a lot better than the first half, and I'm just happy to learn that when you get together with other coaches, you're not talking about Bay Area media members you want to go about avoiding. So that's music to my ears. Thank you very, very much, as always, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.